Testing, testing. You hear me?
Testing.
To your Palm Beach Cardinals radio broadcast. This is Sean Tomlinson with your man Walter Works. We have a great matchup for you today on May 8th, 2022. The St. Lucie Mets versus the Palm Beach Cardinals. It's a beautiful day at the Chevrolet Stadium today at Roger Dean. Today for you, we have our starting lineup. Starting pitchers for the Mets will be Robert Colina. Top of the lineup is Alex Ramirez at center field, Stanley Consuega at left field coming in second, Shavern Newton, shortstop at the third spot, Justin Guerrero at the fourth spot, Carlos Dominguez, right fielder at the fifth spot, William Lugo, third baseman, number 12 at the sixth spot, Drake Osborne, catcher, number 13 at the 7th. Raul Barrientos, let me make sure I'm saying that right, at the 8th spot. And at the last spot, Kevin Valenciero, second baseman. For the Palm Beach Cardinals, starting pitcher will be Ioan Peruga.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Sean, thank you for that. Trying to get through that lineup, but in a hurry as we are off to the first pitch here at beautiful Roger Dean Stadium. Just getting back there. Foul tip behind home plate. How you doing today, Sean?
Beautiful day, Walter. How you doing?
Good, my man. Good, my man. And the Mets are trying to win another one here. The Cardinals taking one last night, the first one of the series. That one put out at first there. Great put out at first. Routine play to first base. But, yeah, Sean, the Cardinals got a win last night, right? Lots of offense. Mets taking most of the series, though, so we'll see which team can swing the momentum now going into the new week.
Yeah, I believe the Cardinals came out with a game plan, tried to hit heavy yesterday, came out with the win, but I know that the Mets want it, so let's see what can happen today.
Yeah, and how can we forget, ladies and gentlemen, happy Mother's Day to all the beautiful mothers out there, all the moms across the world, and especially joining us on the air today and at the Dean. Happy Mother's Day.
Yes, sir. Happy Mother's Day to all the amazing and wonderful mothers out there.
That one lined over to first. Wow, by the first base foul line, just foul. Count now 0-2.
Stanley Consuega is up for the Mets.
That one outside there, a fastball called for a ball. Count 1-2. And that one foul tipped. Strike, of course. 1-2 the count. Looks like the ump was calling time there, so I don't know if that pitch will count, Sean.
I don't think so.
But an exciting night last night here. Tacos and tequila night. It was at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. The Cardinals got a big win. Don't forget, folks, we welcome fans into the stadium Wednesdays through Saturdays. Always a great time for the family. Cheer count 2-2.
Fastball right over the plate.
See what the call is there. So it looks like might be having a challenge. It is a ball four. So a walk there. We got a Mets runner on first there, Sean. Start the game here in the first inning with two outs in the top of the first. What do you think?
With a runner on base, they're still in position to make a play. So let's see. They do have some hitters on this St. Lucie team.
Yeah, and the Mets causing some separation in the standings. 18-8 on the season now. 5 games ahead of the Jupiter Hammerheads. Cardinals trying to stay in the mix, though. A win here will roll that momentum the right way, of course. They got one last night. So the count 0-1.
Shavern Newton up for the St. Lucie Mets. Shortstop. A big swing and a miss.
Big swing and a miss indeed. Count now 0-2. Oh, not back in time. And the catcher and pitcher, everybody on defense there in sync, throwing the runner out at first. We have one out there. Oh, that is the second out there. Scoreboard going back and forth there a little bit as we await the new scoreboard, Sean, which I heard is coming soon.
Yeah, they've got these two Jumbotrons that aren't active in front of us right now, and it looks like when they are active, it'll be much better to see the game from the view.
Oh, yeah. That is true, but right now the law says it's two.
Paniagua, pitcher for the Cardinals. Putting some heat on that last
yeah,
one.
Nice strike out there by Paniagua. And the Cardinals will be up next, ladies and gentlemen. Bottom of the first inning approaching here at beautiful Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium on this Mother's Day. We'll be back.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much. But that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
First inning here, the Cardinals. That one just foul, Sean. Just foul there to start off here in the bottom of the first. So Ramon Mendoza leading up and having some pop there at the bat, but just foul.
Yeah, it was a good contact hit. See if he can get that one straight in over. Kalina pitching for the Mets now.
Yeah, Kalina had a good outing the first time around, which I believe was their first game of the series. Mets winning 3-1 there. That one was on Tuesday of last week. So he knows how to bring the heat there on the mound for the Mets. Count now 0-2.
Another foul tip by Mendoza. Kalina on the mound winding up. Just a little high. Clean jersey so far, huh, Walter?
Yeah, so far. But I'm sure we're in store for an exciting Mother's Day, my man. It's one of those days.
Now, batting center fielder, number 4, Tyler Reichenborn.
Yeah, so an out there. Tyler Reichenborn now coming up for the Cardinals, the center fielder.
Strikeout by Kalina to Mendoza. Reichenborn up next. See if he can make something pop.
Big swing and a miss there for Reichenborn. 0-1 won the count.
Foul tip by Reichenborn. Beautiful day at the Dean.
Yes, nice little breeze. Oh, Kalina getting a piece of what looked like the helmet of Reichenborn there. That's going to be an automatic runner on first, Sean.
Hey, he's got to control those pitches a little better. He's been going a little high with those pitches.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a straight shot there.
No one warming up for the Mets, so they're going to stick with Kalina.
Yeah, Kalina's been doing all right for the Mets. You know, he's one of those pitchers that he was able to keep them in the game the first time around in the series, and he pitched a good game, so we'll see if he can get things under control. A ball there. Count 1-0.
Osvaldo Tolivan, the third baseman, up now for the Cardinals.
Yeah, Osvaldo Tolivan, he has some serious pop. He's somebody that you got to worry for at the plate. Tavallin batting .289 on the season. One home run.
Trying to make it two here today.
Yeah, well, that will be a great way to start this Mother's Day at the Dean. Cardinals definitely looking to pick up from their offensive onslaught yesterday, right? Sean, a 13-run game for them, winning 13-9 over the Mets yesterday. A big win for them. And that one blooped over to left field, right over the third baseman. So that's a hit for Osvaldo Tavallin. And now, Sean, we got a runner on first and second.
Cardinals in position to make a play right here. Let's see if they can do something with this play.
Oh, yeah. And especially with one out.
Brady Wallen, the first baseman, up for the Cardinals next.
Yeah, so runners on first and second. Cardinals threatening here with just one out in the bottom of the first.
Just outside for Kalina.
Yeah, that brings that count now to 0-1. Count 1-1 here. The windup from Kalina.
Just outside. Curveball.
Count 2-1. Here comes the windup from Kalina. Ooh, that one smacked to the second baseman, over to the shortstop. That one for a double play. And that's going to get the Mets and Kalina out of the inning. Ladies and gentlemen, we're approaching the second inning. We'll be back from the Dean.
Protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, on this beautiful Mother's Day at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium here in Jupiter, Florida. Alongside Sean Tomlinson, I'm Walter Works, and we have a count of 2-0. Top of the second. Nothing here, the score. Ooh, that one ripped to the pitcher. And nice grab there and a throw to first. So we have our first
out by Guerrero.
First out. Paniagua with a nice play there.
Carlos Dominguez, the right fielder, coming up to bat for the Mets. Looks like the Mets are using all pink bats for Mother's Day today.
Are they?
I think so.
I noticed that. That is nice. I think it's going to be a trend across the league today. I think they all do it, right? That's pretty cool that they do it across all levels. Very nice.
I like that. Just a nice little appreciation for all the mothers out there today.
Much appreciated. We love you all.
Paniagua winding up at the mound.
I would say 99.9.999 can never be exact. Percent mother to inspire them.
Of course.
You know, of course.
I mean, I would say almost everyone here wouldn't be here today without a mother.
Absolutely, so. Absolutely. That's the 99.9999% I was talking about. I would say 100%, but, you know, there's always a conspiracy theorist out there, and I don't want to, you know, be that guy.
Can't anger the conspiracy theorist.
No, can't. 1-2 the count here. Bottom of the second with one out.
Paniagua just outside the mat.
Yeah, Paniagua throwing a ball there. Count 2-2 now.
Big swing and a miss by Dominguez.
Yeah, nice strikeout there by Paniagua. That's going to be a second strikeout of the game already, Sean. He's up to almost 25 pitches, but listen, he's been a guy that the Cardinals have counted on a lot this season. So I'm sure we'll be seeing a lot more of him today and a lot more strikeouts, hopefully, for the Cardinals here.
Number 12, William Lugo, the third baseman, up for the Mets. See if he can make something happen. Just inside, breaking ball.
Lugo batting .235 on the year.
With two home runs.
Yeah, Lugo's one of those guys. He gets a good swing. He has the power to take it out of here.
Foul tip by Lugo.
Count now 2-2. Two outs here. Top of the second. Nothing your score.
Paniagua just over the plate. Count now 3-2.
And that one popped up right into the crowd there behind home plate. 3-2 the count. Oh, and that one popped up. The first baseman going to be an easy play. And there we go for the out. And the Cardinals up to bat coming up here at the Dean. And we'll be back.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Back at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, ladies and gentlemen, on Mother's Day, the great Mother's Day, bottom of the second, nothing to score here. Jeremy Riva and Sean, a quiet day so far, still very early, but quiet start to this Mother's Day game.
Very quiet, but as we've seen from both teams, they can make it pop at any time, so let's see what will happen.
Let's see what will happen here. Is right indeed. And Jeremy Rivas rocking a 280 average. Good average there. And he gets a nice hit there, ripped over the second baseman into right field. Nice base hit there, getting Jeremy Rivas on first. And we've seen some good contact from the Cardinals so far, Sean. And it looks like they're kind of riding that wave from yesterday's victory into today's game. So a nice hit by Jeremy Rivas there.
I think so as well. I feel like last night they were hitting exceptionally well, and I know they came into Sunday with that same mentality. So,
yeah, that's been proven so far.
Catcher Luis Rodriguez is up to bat for the Cardinals. Kalina still on the mound.
Big breaking ball there, but called ball. Count 1-1 now.
Rodriguez with a .269 average and one home run on the season. See if he can make that too.
Yeah, Rodriguez has been doing a good job behind the plate this season defensively. Catching a couple runners trying to steal and calling some good pitches there for his starting lineup. And not so good luck there, striking out there for the first out.
Second baseman,
Sean here at the bottom of the second inning. Something the Cardinals definitely don't want to do. They want to take advantage of this opportunity here, especially the way this series has gone, Sean. They got a runner on first, one out right now. And we got Brandon Hernandez, the second baseman, up at bat. Big whiff there, so it's 0-1.
Kalina winding up. Just up. Count now 0-2.
Runner taking his lead at first there for the Cardinals. Oh, nice curveball there for a strike. Nasty pitch by Kalina, Sean. Now two outs.
That'll be his third strikeout of the game so far for Kalina.
I told you, Sean, Kalina's got, if he can get the control going for him, you know, and get these pitches right where he wants them, man, he's got some good stuff.
Hansel Adamenti, right fielder, up for the Cardinals. And that's a foul tip.
Adamenti looking for a big hit here with two outs. Cardinals have a runner on first.
Kalina winding up.
There goes that runner. Adamenti making contact over the first base line, but it's just foul.
Kalina winding at the mound. Adamenti with a 1.52 average, no home runs. Foul tip by Adamenti.
And Kalina taking a little stretch there, a little breather, and we're back in play. 0-2 the count. Oh, a big time strikeout there, Sean, to get Kalina out of this inning. 0-0, still the score. Cardinals up next. We'll be back from the Dean.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and... Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Alongside my man Sean Tomlinson, this is Walter Works from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Top of the third inning now here. Nothing game. And we have, let's see, who do we have up at the plate for the Mets, Sean, right now? Let's see.
Catcher Drake Osborne.
Drake Osborne.
Number 13. Trying to make a play happen for his team.
Osborne with two home runs on the season. I was just going to say, he's got some pop to that bat. That one hit over to center field. A nice long hit up high match for the center fielder. Tyler Reichenborn. That's your first out here in the top of the third.
Raul Barcieta is coming up next for the Mets.
Count 0-1. Raul batting 297 on the season. Not a good start here. Down 0-2 in the count.
Panagua really putting some heat on that curveball. Breaking ball inside by Panagua. Count now 1-2.
Yeah, Paniagua trying to get a strikeout here, adding to his collection thus far. Two strikeouts on the day for Paniagua. Oh, a nice curveball there. And Paniagua with his third strikeout of the game, Sean. You gotta love it. Cardinals gotta love what they're seeing here.
Making quick work out of these Met hitters. You would think that after playing the Cardinals so many times, they'd be prepared for these pitches.
Yeah, and he's almost trending 40 pitches now on the day, but through three innings of work now that he's working in a nothing-nothing game, and it's a couple strikeouts here and there. Good start for Paniagua and the Cardinals.
Kevin Villavicencio, the second baseman, up next for the Mets.
Here comes the windup. Oh, big strike and a miss there. Count 1-2.
Base hit by Villavicencio.
Oh, he's going to second, Sean. They're not going to get there on time. That is a double. Wow. Stand-up double for him. Nice hit.
Great hit by Kevin.
Yeah, so the Mets now with a runner on second. Kevin Villavicencio with a nice hit there. And now we're back to the top of the lineup. Sean with Alex Ramirez leading things off for the Mets.
Ramirez with his pink gloves, obviously for Mother's Day.
Ooh. And that one ripped over to left field. That's going to bring the runner home. He's going off to second. He's going to keep going to third, Sean. Is he going to make it in time? Yes, he is. Does. Wow, a triple and an RBI there. An RBI triple for him. What a play.
What a play by Ramirez. averaging 376 on the year. They needed a big hit from somebody, and that's why he's at the top of the order.
Yeah, big-time hit for him. He's having a great season, as you just mentioned, Sean. And listen, not a home run, but a triple. Just as good, I'd say.
Triple with an RBI.
Oh, man. That was exciting. What a hit for the Mets.
And it puts them on the scoreboard 1-0.
And I don't think he was using a pink bat.
No, I think it was just pink gloves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. The pink bats are back, though. Now with Stanley Consuera at the plate, the left fielder. Big swing and a miss there. Count 1-1. Man, nice hit by Ramirez. And that's something that the Mets have really... That's really something they've done all season, Sean, and it's a big reason why they're at the top of this division with an 18-8 record. That one hit over to the third baseman, a routine play there, and that's going to do it. Three outs there. We'll be back bottom of the third inning. Cardinals going to try to respond from the Dean.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
We are at Chevrolet Stadium, bottom of the third inning here on this beautiful day in Jupiter, Florida. How you liking it so far, Sean?
Great game so far. Looking for the Cardinals to put up a little bit more offense, but they've been playing a good game.
Yeah, the Mets getting a run that last time up there, that big-time triple. Cardinals trying to respond, and they do here. This one ripped over the third baseman's head into left field. And a nice way to start things off there, Sean, with a base hit.
Great single by Ryan Holgate. We're going to the top of the order with Ramon Mendoza.
Yeah, Holgate with a much-needed hit there to get things cooking for the Cardinals. Your Palm Beach Cardinals coming off a win last night. Trying to get things rolling and start off this week strong, especially on this wonderful Mother's Day here.
Colina winding up at the mound.
Ripped into the shortstop. That went to second. A double play there by the Mets. Wowzers. So Ramon Mendoza hitting into that double. What'd you think of that one, Sean?
Great defensive play by the Mets, taking two outs. Great double play. Cardinals just not enough on that hit to put it over the top.
Yeah, and the Mets have been a consistent team all season, not just supplying the offense, but being there when it really matters on defense and just all around. With an 18-8 record, They're no joke in this division. But let me tell you something. The Cardinals have a lot of potential. Coach knows that. And they're going to look to pull this one out today, just like they did last night. A big win for them last night. And today they're looking for a little bit more of the same. 1-0, though. Mets on top here in the bottom of the third.
Reichenborn up to bat for the Cardinals. Kalina at the mound. Foul tip by Reichenborn. Clouds starting to come in a little bit, Walter. Cooling down the stadium.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Overall, though, it's been a nice day. But, you know, we're in Florida.
Anything can happen.
You know how it goes down.
Big,
wow.
Big swing and a miss by Reichenborn, and that will be the strikeout.
Strikeout to get them out of the inning, ladies and gentlemen. And we will be back. Fourth inning coming at you here at the Dean.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Top U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
And we are back at the Dean. It's Mother's Day, and we got an exciting one here. A close one. The Mets on top, 1-0 here. Bottom of the fourth inning, Sean. What do you think so far?
Still looking for a little bit more offense from the Cardinals, but a great game by the Mets. Offensively, defensively, really putting this thing together to come out with the win on top.
Yeah, and it's just 1-0. Peñagua has kept the Cardinals in the game. A strike there. Big swing and a miss. Count 1-1. He's kept them in the game. Sean, it's still a close game. 1-0. Anything could happen, as we've seen a couple of times this series. But we'll see how things transpire now in the fourth inning.
Sharon Newton up to bat for the Mets. Big swing and a miss. Count now 1-2. Peñagua has been making light work of these Mets hitters, keeping them in the game, but they've been sneaking a few runs in.
Yeah, getting one run there on the triple. Peñagua so far with three strikeouts on the game, trying to match Kalina's five. It's been a pitcher's duel, huh?
Looks like it. Newton with a foul tip. Peñagua winding up.
Oh, let's see. That was a strikeout there. A nasty curveball, Sean. So Peñagua with his fourth strikeout now of the day.
Now batting. Wowzers. DH,
no one warming up in the bullpen on either side, so it looks like they're sticking with him.
Yeah, and why not? It's been a great game by both pitchers. Just 1-0, Mets leading. That one popped up in the infield. And caught there by the second baseman. So Brandon Hernandez with the catch.
Justin Guerrero is out.
That's the second out of the inning. But yeah, man, Sean, I mean, we have right now Peñalba still under 60 pitches. Four strikeouts now on the day. Good work so far for the Cardinal starter.
Carlos Dominguez is up for the Mets. Right fielder. Big swing and a miss. The count now 0-1.
That one smacked over to left field. Is he going to get to it? Ooh. He does, Sean. Wow, what a catch.
And
Jeremy Rivas.
And the Cardinals doing what it takes to get out of the inning. We will be back.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Top U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
We are back at the Dean, 1-0. Mets on top of the Cardinals. Bottom of the fourth inning, Sean. We got Osvaldo Tavalin leading up for the Cardinals. You know he could do some damage. He's going to look to. Bottom of the fourth.
Yeah, he's looking to put some runners on base, put his team in a good position to score. So, big swing and a miss by Tavalin. 0-1 the count.
Yeah, Tavalin with one hit already on the day. 296 on the year.
Curveball just outside the plate for Kalina.
Kalina having just over 40 pitches so far. 5 strikeouts on the day.
Foul tip by Tavalin. Count now 1-2.
Yeah, he's making some contact there. Making some more there, but foul.
And it looks like the Mets are warming someone up in the dugout, so we'll see who's coming up next for the Mets.
Yeah, Mets getting busy in the bullpen there. And Kalina's been busy though. He's had a good run here in this game, and that one zipped over to second. Easy play there, routine play there for an out. So Tavalin out there, first out. Yeah, Kalina, Sean, he's done a good job, but maybe they're looking to give him a breather here since it's the end of the series, you know, the final game of the series. You know, maybe they're feeling good of their situation. And maybe they want to give the bullpen some work.
Can't have them do it all.
No, that one ripped over to second. Another routine play there.
Brady Wallen, base hit and out by the first baseman. So we've got two outs already by the Cardinals. Jeremy Rivas, shortstop, coming up next to bat. Let's see if he can turn this around for the Cardinals.
Yeah, last two at-bats hit to Kevin Villavicencio at second base, and both thrown to first by him. So, Mets playing some good defense there. Two outs. Bottom of the fourth.
Foul tip by Rivas. Count now 1-1.
Ooh, that one caught the corner there for a strike. Count now 1-2. Nice pitch by Kalina. And that one smacked over the first baseman's head into right field, Sean. A base hit. That one's definitely a base hit. Runner on first.
Just what the Cardinals needed in time. With two outs and one runner on base, they could do something with the rest of this inning.
Yeah, Jamarira is having a good game so far, defensively and on offense. Getting on first there.
You got the catcher, Luis Rodriguez, up next for the Cardinals.
So the Cardinals now with a runner on first, Rivas on first. Two outs, though. Hard throw there by Kalina. That one a ball. Here comes the windup.
Big swing and a miss by Dominguez.
Was that one fouled? Let's see. I think it's going to be maybe a foul tip, though, or in the dirt. Or no. No, so that is a big, yep, that is a swing and a stolen base. So now a runner on second, Sean. Rivas moving over to second.
Threatening the Mets. Curveball just outside the plate for Kalina.
Yeah, Kalina bringing the heat, huh? Throwing hard, showing he's still in it to win it.
Trying to finish out this inning strong. Base hit by Rodriguez. Oh, I'm sorry, foul hit.
Yeah, that one just foul, Sean. But Rodriguez still staying in it. 2-2 the count. And that one smacked over to second base. And another catch and throw there by Kevin for the St. Lucie Mets. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, from the Dean. Mets 1, Cardinals nothing.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here at Roger Dean Stadium with my man Sean, my right-hand man, calling this beautiful game today on Mother's Day. Mets on top of the Cardinals, 1-0 here. Top of the fifth inning, that one inside. How do you assess the situation so far, Sean? 1-0, but still really early.
St. Lucie Mets playing a great game. looks like they've kind of figured out the Cardinals' game plan, shutting them down offensively, shutting them down defensively, really getting into their heads. Not as many runs, but the pitching is outstanding today with Kalina. 5-6 strikeouts on the day
before
pulling him out. So,
yeah, it looks like his day is done. But Peñagua as well. Peñagua is having a good game for the Cardinals. He's been a guy that they've been depending on all season. He's rocking a 2.32 ERA, so you know he's dependable. Today he has 4 strikeouts, approaching his 60th pitch, Sean. Now with the count 3-1, he's going to look to make this a quick inning for him and the Cardinals. Not the best luck there, though. That one called the fourth ball.
Looks like William Lugo will be walking to first base.
I like it. The pink gloves, the pink wristbands. Gotta love it. Mother's Day at the Dean.
Looks like we've got catcher Drake Osborne up next for the St. Lucie Mets. See if he can take advantage of this runner on base.
Yeah, Osborne, a player that definitely adds excitement to this Mets team. The man behind the plate fouling that one there.
Good contact, though, by Osborne.
0-1 the count. No outs here with a runner on first, thanks to the walk.
Peñagua winding up. Looks like Osborne just moved that elbow a little bit and caught that strike. Ooh, big swing and a miss by Osborne, and that's a strikeout for Peñagua.
Yeah, big strikeout there for Peñagua. That's going to be first out of the game, much needed for him, and his 5th strikeout of the game. Nice. Peñagua bringing the heat for your Palm Beach Cardinals.
Up next for St. Lucie Mets is Raul Barcieta. Peñagua winding up. Big swing and a miss by Barcieta.
Yeah, made some contact there into the dirt, though. Called foul. Count now 0-2.
Runner still on first.
That one smacked into right field, Sean. With the runner advancing to third. Is he going to make it? Yeah, he is. That one definitely safe at third there. So a nice hit. Runner's now on first and third with one out.
Now batting is number 4.
Barcieta giving the Mets just what they needed. With 2 runners on base now. And Kevin Villavicencio coming up next for the Mets. Second baseman looking to close this one out.
One out here. Runners on first and third. Peñagua going to do whatever he can to get out of this jam. Nobody warming up yet, though, in the pen, Sean.
Looks like the Cardinals still have faith on him to bring this one home. Peñagua winding up. Runners on first and third. Foul tip by Villavicencio.
Yeah, that one hit hard, but fouled back.
Peñagua winding up. Ball popped up.
That one popped up. That runner's going to tag. He's going to tag the throw at home. No, he's going to go back, Sean. So nice play there, checking William Lugo at third. You know, he was ready to advance and try to take home and get another run here, but playing it safe.
Cardinals playing great defense to keep the runners right in place.
Yeah, that was huge there, because that extra run would have been some.
Number 25 up for the Mets, Alex Ramirez.
That one smacked over the second baseman's head, and that's going to be a base hit, Sean. And the runner coming home, Lugo coming home. 2-0 Mets. A big time hit there. Just a nice little blooper right where it needed to be. Nice timely hitting by the Mets, Sean.
Yeah, and it looks like that's how they've been playing this game all day. Great hits when they need them. Ball's always in the right position. Great play.
That one smacked up the line to the shortstop. Nice throw there. That's going to get them out the inning, Sean. But the Mets adding a run there. Some offense going. We're headed to the bottom of the fifth, ladies and gentlemen, from Roger Dean. We will be right back.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit NHTSA, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and the Ad Council.
Back at the Dean here, bottom of the fifth inning. Cardinals trying to get something going here. Count 1-0 here on the first pitch.
Looks like we've got a pitching change for the Mets. Ramon Gomez, number 52, coming in on the mound. We've got Brandon Hernandez up for the Cardinals hitting right now.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Sean. Hernandez trying to... going to try to get things going here for the Cardinals. Kalina pitched a good game. Very productive. But on to Gomez here in relief.
Yeah, I think close to 60 pitches is a great way to put your team up.
Yeah, definitely adding with the strikeouts, right? He had a bunch of strikeouts. What do you have, six strikeouts on the day?
I believe it was seven, actually.
Maybe seven, wow. So a big day for Kalina. Gomez looking to do a little bit more of the same. Not the start he was looking for, though, with a base on balls there. Hernandez on to first with the walk.
Adamenti coming up next for the Cardinals, trying to see if he could take advantage of this runner.
Yeah, now is the time with a runner on first, nobody out, bottom of the fifth. Cardinals threatening, showing bunt. That one called strike. Count 0-1.
Gomez winding up at the mound.
Wow, that one ripped down the line. That's going to be fair, Sean. He was trying to steal second, but he's going to go home anyway with the head start. That's a double and an RBI. Holy moly. Cardinals getting one on the board there. A much-needed run.
Much-needed run, taking advantage of the play. Base hit right by the foul line. Great play by the Cardinals.
Great hit by the Cardinals. An RBI double, Sean, putting them on the board 2-1 now.
2-1, no outs. Great position for the Cardinals.
Oh, man. Now with a runner on second and nobody out. Nobody's out. 2-1. Mets trying to hold on to this lead.
We've got Ryan Holgate up to bat for the Cardinals. Gomez still at the mound. A runner on second. Cardinals threatening.
Here comes the windup.
Big swing and a miss by Holgate. Count now 1-1.
Wow, Sean. So just like that, the Cardinals supplying the offense needed to get them right back in this game.
And it looks like it just took one play, one great hit by Adamente. Foul tip by Holgate.
Yeah, Adamente with a huge double. Sending Brandon Hernandez home. Cutting the score down now to 2-1. And that one smacks Sean right into that gap in center field. He's going to come home. And that's another RBI double for your Palm Beach Cardinals, Sean. Can you believe it? We are tied at 2.
Back-to-back doubles by the Cardinals, putting them up late in the fifth. It looks like this is just what they needed to get back in this game.
What a Mother's Day game we got brewing here, Sean. Holy moly, what a hit. An RBI double. We got a tie game here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
Looks like the Mets are going to take a timeout, and we will be right back. To the top of the order for the Cardinals, we have Ramon Mendoza up to bat. Gomez still at the mound, winding up for the pitch. Mendoza showing bunt. Count now 1-0.
Yeah, the Mets taking a timeout there, trying to calm things down for Gomez. After the Cardinals were able to bunt, gets it off right in front of Gomez. He looks at third, looks at first, gets the out at first. So the first out of the inning there, a much-needed out for Gomez. But exactly what the doctor prescribed, a bunt to move the runner over to third. Great play there, right?
Mendoza using the sacrificial bunt to get out, but advance his runner to third, putting them in position to take the lead in the bottom of the fifth.
Foul,
And that one going to be smacked. Is it going to get in front of the right fielder? It does. He doesn't catch it, Sean. Missed the catch, and a runner scores. The Cardinals taking the 3-2 lead. What a turn of events here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
Looks like Reichenbach,
the home team,
with a single hit, putting his runner in position to take home. What a play.
Man, what a turn of events here at the Dean. We're just talking about the Mets sitting comfortable with a 2-0 lead, and now the Cardinals snapping back into it. The mojo from last night catching on here in the fifth inning, 3-2.
Six runs, three scores. We've got a game here on Sunday night. Sunday.
Cardinals 3-2. Bottom of the fifth inning. One out here at the Dean. Thank you for joining us on Mother's Day.
We've got third baseman Osvaldo Tavalin up to bat for the Cardinals.
Tavalin smacking this one over to the second baseman, trying to get the double play. He does, and the Mets are able to finally get out of this inning. Cardinals, though, taking the lead 3-2 as we approach the sixth inning. We'll be back from the Dean.
Protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Back at the Dean here. Cardinals taking control of this game. What an inning, Sean, huh? Three runs on a couple of RBI doubles there, and that little mishap there in right field, couldn't exactly catch it. That one supplying the third run, and the Cardinals are on top here going into the sixth inning.
Looks like they're using a little bit of that momentum from yesterday. The right hits at the right time. Finding the cracks in the defense's armor and really taking advantage of the play.
Absolutely. And that defense has had an armor for sure. I mean, the Mets are a solid defensively, and the Cardinals have to be very proud of how they've matched up in this game so far.
Paniagua with another strikeout to add to his list today. That from Newton. We've got Carlos Dominguez up next to bat. Oh, I'm sorry, Justin Guerrero up to bat for the St. Lucie Mets.
That last pitch inside there, count 1-1. Yep, Paniagua still in the game. Cardinals are warming up somebody in the pen. Oh, that one's thrown up high over his head.
Paniagua approaching 75 pitches today, so maybe time to retire that arm.
Another ball there. Count 3-1. And like I mentioned before, Sean, Paniagua did exactly what he had to do. He kept them in the game. You know, something he's done all season. He has a favorable 2.51 ERA. He's been a solid pitcher for these Palm Beach Cardinals. Excited to see what the future holds for him.
Foul tip by Guerrero. And Paniagua just up over the plate. And that'll be a walk for Guerrero.
Yep, a walk. Oh, it was overturned.
Whoa.
Sean, look at that.
ABS system coming into play here. Overturned for a strike.
Some drama on your Mother's Day at the Dean. That one originally called a ball. He was getting ready to walk over the first, right? Base on balls, and no. Make a U-turn, buddy. You're out.
Out of here. Up next for the St. Lucie Mets will be Carlos Dominguez. Looks like the St. Lucie coach is talking to the umpire, trying to figure out what happened there on that last.
Yeah, you know there's going to be a conversation there. I mean, everybody was all in that it was, oh, sir, another strikeout for Paniagua. So that's Paniagua's, what is that, sixth strikeout or seventh strikeout? He's had a day on him.
Seventh strikeout.
Wowzers.
Just touched over 80 pitches, so great day for him.
Yeah, he's had a good season. He's had a very impressive season. What more can you ask for from your starting pitcher? That one called ball count now 3-1.
Paniagua winding up at the mound.
And did that get a piece of him? I think that hit him. It did. And now we're going to have a runner over to first. So the walk that didn't happen last time around happened this time around, Sean. He hits him there, catches a piece of him, and we have a runner on first.
Up next for the Mets is William Lugo, third baseman. Lugo being responsible for a couple runners on base last inning. Let's see if he can repeat that this inning.
That one smacked past the shortstop. Lugo with a nice hit. Is he? Okay, so the runner's going to hold that second.
And hold that first. Two runners on base for the Mets.
Now batting is the catcher, number 13, Drake Osborne.
Great hit by William Lugo.
Yeah, Lugo smacking his hands in excitement over at first. Smacking those pink gloves on this Mother's Day at the Dean. And now we are going to have a meeting at the mound. Looks like that's going to be it for Paniagua.
Taking a small timeout. We'll be right back.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
All right, back at the Dean there. Change at the mound. Hayes Heinicke in for relief as the Cardinals try to preserve this lead. Top of the sixth inning. Called the ball there, count 1-0.
Hayes Heinicke from Fayetteville, Georgia. Went in the 13th round of the draft last year.
And that one is smacked. Is the center fielder going to get to it? Yes, he is. Reichenborn making that catch at center, closing out the inning there. And we'll be back for your bottom of the sixth. Cardinals on the way up from the Dean.
Basketball court all wet because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We are back at the Dean, bottom of the sixth inning here. Cardinals trying to add some insurance to their 3-2 lead. Whalen at bat for the Cardinals.
Gomez still pitching for the Mets. Ooh, big swing and a miss by Whalen. Sorry, missed that. Caught the end of it though. Count now 0-2. Gomez with a breaking ball inside. Count now 1-2. Foul tip by Whalen.
So the Cardinals with 3 runs in the 5th inning. With a 3-2 lead.
Great contact by Whalen, but a foul hit over by the St. Lucie Mets bullpen.
Bringing the count to 1-2.
Gomez winding up. A little high. Count now 2-2. Breaking ball inside. Count now 3-2. no runners on base.
Wow, that would be out of here. A big home run. Let the sirens go round and round. Whalen with a monster hit over that 350 mark in the right field wall.
Great hit. Putting his team right up in position. Looks like the Cardinals definitely came to play here today.
A nice hit by Whalen. That's a way to improve that batting average. 4-2 now. Cardinals over the Mets. In the bottom of the sixth. What a hit, huh, Sean?
Great hit. Right out of the park.
Looked you like knew.
Just sailed right up with the wind and was out of here.
You knew that one was gone. I mean, the right fielder just looked right at it. It was out of here.
Jeremy Rivas up to bat for the Cardinals with a base hit all the way to the warning track.
Nice hit there by Rivas, Sean, with a stand-up double. And the Cardinals, with some serious offense, great hitting. And what a start to this sixth inning. 4-2 with a runner now on second. A nice double there.
Catcher Luis Rodriguez coming up to bat for the Cardinals. Let's see if he can take advantage of this runner on second.
Yeah, Gomez is not having a good time on the mound, to say the least. I know the Mets are warming somebody up there quickly in that pen. That one smacked up high. Osborne looking for it.
Foul tip.
That one hit foul, caught by Osborne. A much needed out there, Sean, giving them the first out of the inning. Gomez desperately looking for an out there, gets one.
Brandon Hernandez, the catcher, coming up for the Cardinals. Runner still.
That one smacked over to left field. Is it going to fall in play? No, it's not. That one's going to be foul.
Foul tip by Hernandez.
Count 0-1, one out here. Bottom of the sixth inning. Cardinals on top, 4-2. We saw a monster home run from Brady Whalen. We saw a double by Jeremy Rivas. What about that, Sean? Look at those Palm Beach Cardinals go.
Yeah, still riding some of that momentum from yesterday. Showing some great hitting. And definitely hitting when it counts. Taking advantage of those runners.
And you hope that the momentum turns into new life. Something consistent that they can look forward to, right? Going into this season. The season is still very new. Lots of time to turn it around in the standings.
Of course, I feel like if they get to 11-16 going into next week, it'll give them a little bit more of a push, and you may be seeing a different series coming up next.
Yeah, and here's the thing, Sean. They're only a little bit behind the other teams that are behind, right? When you look at the standings, you have that one hit, routine play, over to first for the second out. If you look at the standings, right, they're only a couple games behind Daytona, a couple of games behind the Jupiter Hammerheads. Everybody trailing the St. Lucie Mets. Mets sitting comfortable at 18-8, so you can only imagine. A win here can turn the tide for the Cardinals.
Definitely, Walter, and I think they're going to get it today.
Things are looking good so far on this Mother's Day.
Hanzo Adamenti up to bat for the Cardinals. Adamenti with one run, one hit on the game so far.
Yeah, he had a big hit.
Third, Adamenti looking to take advantage here. Gomez winding up. Breaking ball over the plate. Count 0-3.
Yeah, count 3-0 here. He does not want to walk him, Sean. That's for sure. With two outs. And he does. And that ball getting past the catcher. I mean, there's nobody even covering the plate.
Not at all.
What was that?
Looks like a wild pitch turned into a score.
Oh, man. The Cardinals capitalizing off of that defensive blunder, to say the least. I mean, at least get by the plate to try to make a play. None of that there, and the Cardinals coming home. And surprisingly, taking now a 5-2 lead over the first-place Mets. The Mets are not looking like those same old Mets from a couple days ago. They're looking to snap back into this one.
Looks like we've got a timeout by the Mets and the general manager.
Yeah, they're talking to Gomez, trying to get everybody aligned here going into the back half of this game, because it's a completely different game now, Sean.
Yeah, Mets definitely started out hot, cooling off a little bit, allowing the Cardinals to take advantage of this lead.
Yeah, Colina had this team looking good, looking strong. Gomez just hasn't been able to execute in relief.
Ryan Holgate up to bat for the Cardinals now. Gomez with a curveball outside the plate. But count is now 1-0.
Yeah, runner on first. He's going for second. He's going to try and steal second. Is he going to get there? He does. That one getting past the second baseman. He's going. Wow.
Adamenti with two stolen bases. Ends up on third.
Yeah, heads up play there, Sean, by Adamenti. Going for second, realizing that the ball got past and he was enough room to get onto third. He does. And the Cardinals are threatening yet again.
Two outs, count 2-0. Gomez with an inside ball. Count now 3-0.
Yeah, count 3-0 here, two outs. But Adamenti at third. I mean, from first to third in a split second. How do you like that?
Foul tip by Holgate. Yeah, just taking advantage of what's out there on the field. Cardinals coming into play. Gomez winding up. Foul tip by Hogan.
Yeah, that one just smacked foul. So the Cardinals with 3 in the fifth, 2 so far in the sixth. 3-2 the count here with 2 outs, runner on third for the Cardinals.
Gomez winding up.
Oh, and a big strike and a miss. A strikeout for Gomez walking back to the bench. Yeah, not so good there, but a good one for the Cardinals. 5-2 as we head to the seventh. We'll be back from the Dean.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart power to own your retirement like you own your home, go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back. And we are here, top of the seventh inning, Sean. What a game so far. Cardinals with a 5-2 lead.
Yeah, and it looks like those 5 points came in such a quick hurry. Them making quick work of the fifth and sixth inning, coming out on top over the Mets. It's been a game so far.
Yeah, 5 runs over the last 2 innings for the Cardinals. And the Mets still got 3 innings left here in the book, so lots of time to make something happen and turn it around for the first-place Mets.
Raul Berciarta is up to bat for the Mets. Base hit.
Yeah, that one is going to be out. So a hit over there, thrown to first. First out of the inning. Inning here, Cardinals 5, St. Lucie Mets 2.
And it looks like we have Kevin Villavicencio up to bat for the Mets with his pink bat. Let's see if he can do something against.
That's right. The second baseman's had a busy day defensively. 1-for-3 also at the plate today. No, that was Berciarta. So Osborne batting .234 on the year.
Heinicke winding up. Curveball just outside the plate. Count now 1-2. Yeah, Kevin Villavicencio.
Oh, that's who. Okay, that's who's at bat. Sorry there.
Yeah, no, it's okay. He's got an average of a .250 on the year. No home runs. Looking to change that today. Shortstop just got him out.
Yeah, Kevin making contact there. He's had a hit today, but no luck there. Out at first. Second out of the inning. So no luck for the Mets thus far. Trying to inch closer. Down 2-5. Cardinals with a great fifth inning and sixth inning, Sean. Something we were kind of hoping for here.
Yeah, it looks like the Cardinals kind of took in some focus, slowed the game down a little bit, and just tried to take advantage of what was out there in front of them.
Yeah, some exciting offense from the hometown team. And that one smacked over to right field. That one's going to be caught easily. And it's stretch time here at the Dean. Cardinals up next as we approach the bottom of the seventh inning. We'll be back, folks.
U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov.
And we are back from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium on this beautiful Mother's Day here in Jupiter, Florida. We got Ramon Mendoza, Sean, the left fielder, leading things off for the Cardinals. And what a game it's been after that nice stretch. Over to right field, second baseman going to get it. That's Kevin Villavicencio. He's been busy, I told you. He's been busy out there today.
Playing great defense. Quick out for Mendoza. We got Tyler Reichenborn up next for the Cardinals. Let's see if Reichenborn can make a play here.
Yeah, Reichenborn with a 298 average on the year. He had a hit today. Juarez pitching for the Mets here in relief.
Great fastball by Juarez. Count now 1-1. Breaking ball just inside, a little high. Count 2-1. Juarez winding up. Ooh, big swing and a miss by Reichenborn. Count 2-2.
Yeah, Juarez bringing the heat there, Sean. Big strike. Wow, that one smacked past the third baseman. And Reichenborn. Nice base hit there for Reichenborn. Continuing his productive day at the plate. And he's been he's done a great job at center today. So Reichenborn, a nice all-around game. Getting on first there with the base hit. Hopefully supplying some more insurance for your Palm Beach Cardinals.
We've got number 11, Osvaldo Tavalin, up for the Cardinals. Tavalin with a hit today, trying to make that another one.
Yeah, Tavalin has had a very good season so far at the plate. 290 on the season.
Juarez with a ball just a little high over the plate. Count now 2-0. Cardinals have a runner on base. Juarez, curveball, just outside the plate. Count now 3-0.
Yeah, Tavalin 1-3 on the day. Oh, that one just caught the corner. Sean, 3-1 the count.
Juarez winding up. Big swing and a miss by Tavalin. Count now 3-2.
Yeah, nasty pitch there. Tavalin went all in on that one. Runner going. That one looks like it hit Tavalin anyway, so he's going to move on to first. Yep, definitely hit him. So Juarez getting a piece of Tavalin, Sean. Runner moving on to first as Tavalin walking over there. Getting beamed there. Runner was going anyway, so I guess it worked out the way it was supposed to. So runners on first and second here for the Cardinals. With a 5-2 lead over your over the Mets and with one out.
Number 12, Brady Wallen coming in for the Cardinals. Juarez with a ball out. Ball a little high over the plate. Count 0-1.
Yeah, Wallen with a good day so far. Oh, and did he get a piece of him too? Oh, no, he's going to say that he put his arm in the way. So, yeah, didn't get a piece of him. Looks more like interference there, so no walk there, Sean.
Count count is 0-2. Jorge is winding up. Runner on first and second.
That was a strike there. Wellen had the home run before, right? That was...
Yes, he did last
time. Had a nice nice hit there last time. So you know he has the power and pop at the bat. Oh, and that was a hefty swing. He was looking a little bit more for the same, but striking out there. So Juarez, Sean. Juarez, a nice strikeout there, supplying the second out. A much-needed out.
His first strikeout of the game got Jeremy Rivas, the shortstop for the Cardinals, coming in. Trying to see if he can take advantage of the runners on base. Big swing and a miss by Rivas. Count is 0-1. Another big swing and a miss by Jeremy Rivas. Jorge's with a nice fastball.
Yeah, Rivas having an excellent day today, Sean. 3-for-3 at the plate. Very productive. And look at that hit. When everything's working for you, why not? A chipped hit there, getting there at play at the plate. And he got him, Sean. What a way to end the inning for the Mets, trying to stay alive. And we have a play at the plate called out. That's it. We'll be back, folks, from the Dean.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Why's the basket? The players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Of the eighth inning. Welcome back to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Walter Works alongside Sean Tomlinson on this beautiful day on the Cardinals Radio Network. 5-2, your Palm Beach Cardinals over the St. Lucie Mets.
We've got Stanley Consuega up to bat for the Mets. Base hit. Caught by the first baseman.
Oh.
Out by the pitcher, Hayes Heinicke.
Yeah, Heinicke running over to first just in time, showing his athleticism there in time for the out. So a little chopper over to first. Nice play there. First out. So, Sean, we've had a lot of everything here. We've had some great defense. Some awesome pitching, I would say, to start this game. The bullpens have not been able to do their best job here, as you saw on the Mets side of things. You had the Cardinals explode for a great fifth and sixth inning. And that's a big reason why they're on top right now, of course, 5-2.
Yeah, they started out a little shaky. Looks like they slowed themselves down, started paying more attention to the field, and capitalizing on their defense.
a sense of urgency on the defensive side here now for the Cardinals. Their bullpen doing exactly what's needed. The Mets, not so much, though.
Still two innings left. They could turn it around.
Yes, indeed, and that's exactly what the Cardinals did. And now we'll see what the Mets can do. A little bit of the same. Lots of baseball to be played here.
Shavern Newton up to bat for the Mets. Big swing and a miss. Count 2-2.
Yeah, Newton with four home runs on the year, batting .298. 0-3 on the day. These Mets, man, they have a lot of pop on that offensive side of things, but today just has not been that day.
Foul tip by Newton. Count remains the same. Hayes Heinicke winding up on the mound.
Heinicke approaching 20 pitches. That one called ball. 3-2 now the count. So we saw a Cardinals win yesterday, Sean, a 13-9 win. Yesterday was tacos and tequila night here at the Dean.
Yes, it was.
Did you have a time? Did you have a good one?
Yeah, I had a taco and, let's say, two tequilas.
Oh, just two. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it was a good time. It's always fun to see the kids and the families having a good time and enjoying themselves. And, you know, we had a little musical event across the street. They fed us some really good tacos. It smelled amazing. So, great time. Great time at the Dean.
And, of course, the tacos and tequila. You can't forget that.
Can't forget the tacos.
Yes, yes, yes. So a great time here at the Dean, folks. Don't forget, Wednesday through Saturday, this is the place to be with tickets as low as $6.
Justin Guerrero up to bat for the Mets.
That last pitch called the ball. Count now 1-0. And here's the windup. That one inside, catching the plate for a strike.
Count is 1-1.
So we had tacos and tequila night last night. I know Star Wars night was a hit last month. And then we have space night coming up, Sean, June 11th, right? You want to meet an astronaut? Come to space night here at the Dean. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, the kids will really enjoy that. Seems like anytime the Dean does anything for their family fun nights, it's always an occasion. There's kids running around, parents having a good time. So excited to see what Space Night will be all about.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on here for the fam. Here comes the windup. Oh, and he got him, Sean. What a pitch for the punch out there.
Heinicke making quick work of these Mets.
Hayes Heinicke.
It's a strikeout to add to that record. We've got Carlos Dominguez coming up next for the Mets. Still got a runner on first, so the Mets trying to make something happen. Heinicke winding up. Count is 0-1.
That one smacked to center. Is he going to get it? He just got it, Sean. Man, little hesitancy there, but we're moving on to the bottom of the eighth inning. Cardinals, your pop 5-2. We will be back from the Dean. Happy Mother's Day.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, back at the Dean. Bottom of the 8th inning here. Cardinals on top, 5-2. First pitch there of the bottom of the 8th. Count now 0-1.
Luis Rodriguez for the Cardinals. Count now 1-1. Juarez winding up. Just up and over the plate. Count now 2-1. Juarez winding up. Foul tip by Rodriguez.
Don't forget, folks, with the new week here, Wednesday nights here, Silver Slugger nights. For you fans, 55 and over, win prizes, baseball bingo, all night here at the Dean. So many prizes to win. Silver Sluggers. Going on Wednesday nights here at Roger Dean.
Juarez with the windup. Curveball just outside the plate. Count full with 3-2. Big swing and a miss by Rodriguez, and that'll be a strikeout for Juarez.
Yeah, big strikeout there, Sean. Mets trying to stay in the game now. They know they could. All it takes is a big ninth inning. And they're back where they're used to being, because most of this series they've taken, right? They won Tuesday, Wednesday. They won Thursday. The Mets won on Friday. They lost yesterday, though. Game for the Cardinals, right?
Big game. Bunch of hits. Looks like they're trying to repeat that same thing today.
Yeah, Mets win today, man. What a way to close out this series.
Exactly. Brandon Hernandez up to bat for the Cardinals. Second baseman. Juarez winding up. Breaking ball outside. Count is 2-1. Big swing and a miss by Hernandez. Count is now 2.
Don't forget, folks, Thursday nights here, a great way to get the weekend started. Thirsty Thursdays, $1, $2, $3 beer specials. Come hang out at the Dean and watch your Palm Beach Cardinals win another one, because this one's looking good.
It is looking good, and may have to check out those Thirsty Thursdays. Can't go wrong with the beer specials.
Are we off that day, Sean? I'll see you there.
I might be. Come on, check out a great game at the Dean with some beer.
Cardinals looking for their 11th win of the season.
Hernandez stroke out. So we've got Hansel Adamente coming up next for the Cardinals.
Adamente up at bat with 2 outs here. Cardinals trying to add some insurance to their lead.
Juarez with 2 strikeouts already. going for his third. Count is 0-1. Torres with a fastball inside. Count is 0-2. Breaking ball inside. Count 1-2.
Yeah, that one up and in. And that one's out. Yep, that was a strikeout there. So one more chance for the Mets as we approach the ninth inning here at the Dean, folks. We will be back for your ninth inning.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Bees do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
We are back here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, ladies and gentlemen. Top of the ninth inning. Mets trying to get back into it. Down 5-2 to your Palm Beach Cardinals. On this beautiful Mother's Day at the Dean, Sean, how has it been for you, my man?
It's been a great day. Great baseball being played right now. We've got William Lugo up to bat for the Mets. He's trying to put his team back on the scoreboard. Looks like we've got a pitching change. Knows us well. Andre Granello from California coming in. Drafted in the 14th round of the 2021 draft. So let's see if Granello can close out this inning for the Cardinals.
Yeah, Granello coming in for the save. Looking to put the game away. That one lined up by second base, and the second baseman not in time, just holding on to it, so no throw attempt there. And we have a runner on first to start things off. So Lugo getting on first, Sean. No outs here, top of the ninth.
Great base hit by Lugo. Just trying to get his team in position to make a play. Got Drake Osborne up to bat next for the Cardinals. Pitch up and high. So 1-0 the count. Breaking ball inside. 2-0 the count.
Yeah, 2-0 count here with a runner on first, Sean. Top of the ninth. Cardinals trying to hang on to a 5-2 lead.
Granillo with a fastball inside. 2-1 the count.
Cardinals are warming somebody up in the pen just in case, Sean. They're trying to hold on to this lead. They know how things can get with these Mets.
Another fastball inside by Grinnello. Count now 3-1.
That's right, Sean. Mets trying to threaten here, trying to get another runner on the bases. And that one is smacked, Sean, over to center field. He's going to be there in time, though, is Reichenborn with a nice catch.
Reichenborn playing good defense and offense today. Great catch. Still got a runner on first base, though, with Raul Barcieta coming up for the Mets.
Yeah, that was a nice hit, but Reichenborn in the right place at the right time. Mets trying to get a surge here. Trying to keep this game within reach.
Grinnello winding up at the mound. Big swing and a miss by Barcieta.
Yeah, Barcieta already with a hit today, batting .299 for the season. With a runner on first, trying to make something happen here for the St. Lucie Mets. And he gets a nice hit over the shortstop's head. We got the man trying to get to third. He does. And now with runners on first and third, Sean, what a hit by Barcieta.
Big hit. Great way to capitalize on the play. We've got runners on first and third with one out. Looks like the Mets are in great position to score.
Oh, man. Top of the ninth inning, Sean. Cardinals trying to hold to a 5-2 lead. And Lugo getting things started is now on third. Barcieta with the big hit getting him over there. This is getting interesting.
We got Kevin Villavicencio coming up next.
Not the way Grinnello was hoping for things to just turn out for him, huh? In this ninth inning.
Yeah, I'm sure he didn't want to come in starting this way, but he can finish strong if we can get another out here. Fastball inside, just over the plate. Count now 0-2. Villavicencio with the pink bat.
And that one hit up to second. There, it's going to be a double play. Finito. That's all she wrote, ladies and gentlemen, on this Mother's Day from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Your Palm Beach Cardinals with a big win over the St. Lucie Mets 5-2. Sean, what did you think of the game?
It was a great game. I think St. Lucie Mets started out strong with those two hits early in the first and the second inning, but Cardinals came right back in the fifth and the sixth inning with those four runs. They came back to score 5-2, so I think the Cardinals stuck to their game plan, tried to ride that momentum from yesterday, pulled out a big win to go into next week.
Yeah, and 11 hits for the Cardinals to the Mets, 7 hits. So great offense from the Cardinals, right? Going into the new week, some great momentum. Man, that's they're on the right side of things, Sean. So, look, a big win yesterday, a big win today on your Mother's Day here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. The Cardinals getting their 11th win of the season. How about that?
That's exactly what they needed to keep up pace with the first-place Mets. They're still in fourth place behind the Jupiter Hammerheads, but I think that this week with the right momentum and the right focus, especially coming off of these two wins, I think you'll start to see them slowly but surely progress to third and second place.
Yep, so things getting interesting in the Florida State League East with your Mets still in first, Jupiter Hammerheads in second, Daytona's in third, but Palm Beach, your Palm Beach Cardinals are threatening with their 11th win of the season. A great Mother's Day here at the Dean, Palm Beach Cardinals with a big-time win. I'm Walter Works. You got anything else for us, Sean?
Happy Mother's Day to any mothers that missed it, and Enjoy your Sunday. Have a great day. And we'll be back next week. Walter, can't wait.
Yes. Happy Sunday. Happy Mother's Day. A great day. The Palm Beach Cardinals win. And we'll see you next time, folks.